Welcome to News Talk 97.1 DGS. Friend of ours, Joe Brazel, is live in studio. So many ways to introduce you. Like, do we just put them all out there?
Well, go ahead.
All right. So first and foremost, married to Barbecue Barbie at Trail Smokehouse.
Yeah, everything else really doesn't matter.
Everything else is kind of secondary.
Forget it.
And then your political title?
Well, I'm the St. Charles County Councilman in District 2. I represent the wine district and also the Republican chairman of St. Charles County.
Okay. And then, in particular, I was out at Trail a month or so ago, and Joe was all working and sweaty and like, what are you doing? Making barbecues? Like, no, I got people out there floating on the Missouri River.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you kidnap them? What do you do? And so this is a business that you have. Yes. And here's how stupid I am. I pictured the Missouri River like the Gasconade. Like, you can throw a wiffle ball across it. Mm-hmm. And you were saying, you know, people get a little sketchy because it's so big and powerful. I'm like, what, the Missouri River? I'm so stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a big, powerful river.
Yes, it is. It's a big, beautiful river. And people, when you tell them you're floating the Missouri River, they're like, are you insane? What are you doing, you know? And so I started this business about 3 years ago. And what we do is we put people on the Missouri River. And the biggest obstacle is the perception.
Yeah.
And so we're building the business organically, and we have people go out on kayaks, canoes, and rafts. We run it on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. And it's a phenomenal float trip. I mean, it is awesome, Dave. There's big, beautiful bluffs. There's hardly anybody out there. There's big, beautiful sandbars, and people pull up on sandbars. You can bring beach chairs with you, beanbag tosses, you know, some refreshments. You pull up and you have drinks, and it's just a wonderful float trip. It really is.
And I think you were telling me that if you want to paddle, you can paddle, but you don't have to because the current just takes you.
Yeah, if we have half-day trips and full-day trips. The full-day trip is 23 miles from Washington, Missouri. The half-day trip is from Klondike Park, and that's 8 miles. And the first half-day is about takes about 3 hours. The full day is about 6 hours. And you can, if you want to get a raft, have a cooler beer or whatever, and just float down the river, it'll take you. It goes about, the vessel will float about 4 miles an hour, and if you paddle naturally, you get there a little bit quicker. But and there's, like I said, it's just a great float trip. And, you know, like I said, people will sit there and talk to me, and they'll say, Missouri River excursions, what the hell are you doing on the river? That's dangerous. Well, Kelly and I went floating in Idaho, and we floated several rivers there. And talk about dangerous rivers. Those are dangerous rivers. And Missouri River is just a very mild and meek river. It's just absolutely beautiful.
So, and obviously you wouldn't let people go out if there's some sort of a dangerous condition, but does it ever get dangerous with floods and such?
Yeah, there are flood conditions, and on our website, we'll let people know when it isn't a flood stage, and if there's debris in a river, we cancel the float trip and move it to a later date. But in August, September, and October, it's just fabulous. Those sandbars are in ideal conditions right now, and so we're putting a lot of people out on the river on Saturdays and Sundays right now. The fall is wonderful because you see all the leaves and everything, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And we have, if you get on my website, it's floatmissouririver.com or Missouri River Excursions. We have tons of families go out, family reunions. You'd just be surprised how many people are starting to catch on to this and do it. Where you just float, go down to Defiance, it's a 15-minute or 30-minute drive or whatever. I had a bunch of people from Baldwin go out last week and Brentwood and a lot of St. Louis people who they just got on a website, they Google it, and like, oh, my God, we didn't know we could float the Missouri River. And so it's starting to catch on, you know.
So for people who aren't kayakers or floaters, they've never done it, they're thinking about taking the whole family, what way would you have them do it? Would you do a big...
I do a raft. We got these big 16-foot rafts or huge rafts, and you can have 8 adults in them and or kids or whatnot. And those are completely safe. You could not even flip one of those over if you tried to. Yeah, and so those are completely safe, very easy. And then some of the rafts will tie onto each other and just float down. Then now for the more experienced people, kayaks are the ultimate way to go because you have total control. You can float around. Between Klondike and Weldon Spring, there's this huge cave where the steamboats used to pull up back in the 1800s and where they'd pull up and have parties and stay overnight and stuff, and that's part of the history book. So there's a lot of history with the Lewis and Clark Trail and all the steamboats used to run down the river, and it's just so cool. And the bluffs are huge. And then you see all these huge houses, beautiful houses from Labadie, Missouri, and those are just as spectacular to look at as well.
If they pay enough, can they get it guided where you, you know, say, like, here's with a steamboat and here's with this?
Yeah.
Well, oh, you're being serious. Well, no, we don't have actually offer that. If we have big groups going out, we do have a 21-foot bass tracker that will go out with them, and that if they want a 50, we got a 50 mark on that. So we can go out with big groups, company groups, stuff like that. We can also do overnight trips where people can go from Herman to Weldon Spring, and they can camp on sandbars. So we do those
sort of
things.
How big are these sandbars?
They're huge. If you get on FloatMissouriRiver.com, we had a drone go out with us last year. The film went overhead.
These sandbars are
the size of a football field.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This sounds so up your alley, Tony.
It does. Yeah, that does sound like a lot
fish?
Of fun.
You can fish. Yeah, you fish, and there's flying, they got those Asian carps.
Oh, flying fish, yeah. Those crazy
those
things, yeah.
Those things will freak you out the
first
time.
Oh, man, when it comes flying in front of you, yeah, they'll wake you up.
I've seen them in person one time, and it shook me up. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, those things will scare the hell out of
you. It shocks you the first time.
If you rattle your canoe with your oar, you'll get them jumping.
Yeah.
So you don't really want
to
do that.
How did those get here?
Somebody thought it was a great idea to put them in farm ponds to eat the grass.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were using farm ponds, and then they got out of control in the farm ponds, and people started
dumping them
in
somewhere else.
Yeah. And now they're...
When it floods, it pushes them in.
They're a real big problem.
Right. Well, they're reintroducing alligator gar, which could be the ugliest flipping fish you've ever seen, but they love them some Asian carp. So they're talking to... They're almost extinct. They're talking about bringing them in to eat up all the carp.
Yeah,
because they can't. There's a couple of
possibly go wrong.
Those Asian carp can really do damage to an ecosystem if they get out of control.
Well, plus damage to your face when you're going down and one flops up in the front of your head. Yeah.
That happens. They'll hit you in the face.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
On a motorboat most of
the time. Oh, yeah, because it gets them all riled up.
FloatMissouriRiver.com, right?
That is right. And we're also having a catfish tournament September 3rd. And it is, you guys know the group Focus Marine Foundation.
Sure, yeah.
And all the benefits go towards them. We're having it September 3rd. It's going to be a jug and a pole tournament. And it starts at Trail Smokehouse that day. It's a $100 entry fee. All the benefits go to Focus Marine Foundation. And at the end of the day, we're going to have the day. Dave and Greg band down there.
Yeah.
Dave Cowles and
the best part of the Dave Glover band.
Yeah, they are. They're good guys, and they're playing at 5:30 that night. So we're going to have a big party down there, and so hope everybody can come down for that.
Very cool.
So I just put the link. So if you want to get that information, it's real easy. Just go to the Dave Glover Facebook page, and you can click right there on the very top story right now, and it'll give you all the information about the float trips that go right to the website for Missouri River Excursions.
Awesome, man. Thanks,
all right,
Joe.
Guys, thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
Quick break. Right back. DGS.